This is a dictation for Bassam Doha, BASSAMDOHA. Date of service 6/9/2025. Date of birth is 4/11/64. Date of accident is 8/25/2024. The patient was involved in an automobile accident as a restaurant driver, as a T-bone on passenger side on 8/25/2024. This impact caused him severe pain in the area of the neck to the lower back, and headaches, as well as pain in the left knee. Shooting pain was described from neck to the left arm posteriorly, involving all the five fingers, and left leg posteriorly, involving the buttock and posterior part of the leg, in as soon as to dermatome fashion with involvement of all the five toes. He was initially seen on 3/26/2025, first time, and was provided medication, chiropractic support, as well as the physical therapy. The patient reported that he missed his last appointment due to some home issues, and he is reporting that his IME will be on July 9th. He reported that his ADLs are affected to the tune of 7, while the patient has pain level which is affecting the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8. Headaches are ongoing to the tune of 8 also. Please review the records. Patient reports the 30% improvement. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination is blood pressure is 168/106, pulse 65, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same as previous visit, which is documented, and the date is 4/14/2025. Dictation number is 0416-012. Not much material change in the symptoms. The diagnosis remains. The plan is to order brain MRI with NeuroQuant and SWI for identifying brain trauma. The patient has got loss of concentration, focus, memory problem, loss of balance, dizziness, vertigo, besides headaches, which are not gone away. I also ordered an MRI of the left shoulder to identify further issues of the left shoulder. He continues physical therapy. Once a week, he has actually finished his physical therapy since last 1 year. He was going in Dearborn physical therapy, where he had 48 visits. And he remains disabled for work and housework and transportation. And the patient's MRI for the lumbar spine were discussed with the patients at length. All the options were discussed. The patient is found to have a herniated disc at C23, C34, C56, C67, and C781, with the corresponding nerve compression, nerve root compression, and various other facet joint irregularities. And he's advised two cervical epidural injections for the cervical spine. In the lumbar spine, patient has a disc herniation of L1, L2, L4, L5, and L5S1. And patient has a retrolisthesis of 5 millimeter, L51S1, and a high-grade neural foramina narrowing. The patient could have a SI joint involvement as well. Especially the left side of the SI joint. The muscle spasm is improving from the quadratus lumborum on the left side and paravertebral muscle. The trigger points are resolving with the treatment. And the patient was provided with the medications, which are Celebrex, 200 milligram, a day for anti-inflammatory Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day, Essifex, 20 milligram twice a day, for stomach protection. Tylenol, codeine, number 4, one pill twice a day for 15 days. Elavil, 50 milligram at night. Xanax was provided for anxiety and panic, 0.5 milligram. Zoloft, 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression. Centra PM for sleep, Furosets for headaches, and Lidoprovenant for topical pain relief. The patient wants to get the injections to get further relief, and he will get the brain MRI and left shoulder MRI for further treatment update. Thank you.